Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the 5-Year Plan podcast. We are here following Crystal Palace Women's promotion to the Women's Super League, which is just an incredible achievement. I'm here with Lee Nichols, and I'm sorry,
Adam.
Nice. How are you doing, Adam? Good, and I'm also with Chris Crimson. How are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. It's been it's a massive celebration here today, isn't it? It's just you've witnessed pretty much every level of what Crystal Palace have gone through in the women's team. How do you feel about all of this?
Speechless, to be honest. I think these moments don't come often, they might never come again, and it's emotional. Like, we're trying to soak it all up and we never want this moment to end, so it's been a long journey.
It has, and we've come from the team being an amateur side, essentially, of just kind of the club putting out an advert for women to come and play for us and having kind of trials and things like that, and now here we are playing in one of the greatest leagues in women's football, and you've played a massive part in that, really.
I mean, I've done okay. I think full thanks is to Steve, Dougie, the board, Grace, Laura and Adam. It's a new team off the pitch as well as on the pitch, and everyone's just been top class, and I think the group of staff and the club deserve to be in top flight of women's football and arguably the best league in the world for women.
That's it. Yeah, and Adam, what kind of role have you played in terms of the development of this team and where they are now?
Yeah, it's obviously been my first year at the club. The idea for this year was just to try and cement us in the league and be an attractive team to come towards. But what we've been able to achieve in the space of under a year with 8 new full-time staff, with a new group of players, has been amazing. So, yeah, myself and Laura obviously come in the door in August and we were able to implement a style of play and a way that we wanted to go and win games, and we've been able to do that throughout the season consistently, and that's led to us winning the league. So yeah, really pleased for everyone at the football club. For us to do it in year one, it was meant to be like a 3-year project. It was meant to be solidify this year, try and challenge next year and the year after, really push. But to do it in under a year is amazing from everyone at the football club. Can't thank everyone at the football club enough.
It speaks about the foundations of the team as well, doesn't it? That you've managed to come in and had essentially the foundations here in terms of the playing squad to be able to build upon that. You've brought in some great players as well in the process, but it really has been a massive change, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's been a big change. I think there's been a couple of things that have been really important to that. Obviously, the backing from the board is super important. Being at the training ground full-time at the Boys Academy has been incredible. Us being able to have first class facilities and for the players to see and use them every single day has led to us being able to perform on and off the pitch, and that was always going to be incredibly important for us.
And that step up is going to be a challenge, because I guess a lot of the power in the Super League is concentrated at the top. But it's one of those steps that I think you can probably see yourself making. I mean, you know, you have to be able to make that, because that's what you're in it for.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fortunate. I've got 7 years of experience of being in the WSL prior to this season, so I'm very aware of how difficult it is for any club being promoted or side that have just come into the league. It's very difficult. We'll obviously have to implement probably a little bit of a different style of play, and obviously recruitment is going to be really important for us moving forward to try and get the right players but also experience of the league as well. But yeah, there's nowhere else we'd rather be playing. It's the best league in the world, what we're about to go into, and for us now it's a new challenge and one that we're really looking forward to.
And this will also see the club kind of fill the stadium a bit more. I mean, it is one of those things where growth is the key, really, and getting 6,000 fans at a game like this can only be better for the future of the club as well, in terms of generating support and getting more people involved.
Yeah, no, it will. It's been massive. I think you can see from the four times that we've played here this season, we've broke a record every single time. So if we can play more games here or wherever it is still at Sutton, that the more fans that come, the better. And obviously with the teams that we'll be playing against now, it will probably attract more people, because you've got Lionesses that are playing and all internationals. Yeah. So for us to be competing and challenging against them sides is going to be one that we relish and really look forward to.
Well, Adam,
just got
thank
a pause
you.
For yep. Seb to get a photo of Adam okay. with the trophy.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah. Yeah, so I won't keep you for too much longer. I won't keep you too much longer. It's all a celebration for you guys. So, but yeah, it's going to be really interesting seeing how things happen next season and the kind of progression that you're going to make. And I guess the challenge is now building towards that and kind of putting all the pieces together that can make that happen.
Yeah, them conversations and things have started to take place this week. We've obviously had a difficult couple of weeks in terms of unsure on what league we were going to be in. But obviously with the win last week and the goal difference being so vast for us, it was kind of like, right, we know where we're going to be. So yeah, them conversations have already started to happen. It's now going to be a real slog for 6 to 8 weeks in terms of sorting recruitment and trying to get a plan together on how we want to play and who we can get in the door. But no, we're really looking forward to the challenge. And like I said before, it's the best league in the world, and it's where we want to be.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was Adam Jeffrey, the assistant manager of Crystal Palace Women. This is the problem, right? I keep calling them Crystal Palace Ladies, but
no,
it's the women's team, isn't it?
Ago.
That's exactly it.
I think it was around 2018 when we went into the championship, changed from ladies to women.
When they became semi-pro. Are they professional? Are we a professional side?
No, professional,
now?
Yeah.
Oh, we are now. Yeah, I think in 2018.
Yeah, they're full-time.
Yeah, they're full-time.
Yeah,
now.
They're based at the academy.
Right.
So incredible facilities. Training every day.
And you've seen them. Chris, you've been, as a media person at Palace, you've watched them every single, like, probably since you started working at the club. Yeah. And that the progression they've made is really quite impressive. I mean, today I thought, we watched the game, Matt and I watched the game, and the technical kind of, the quality of the football.
Oh, it's so good, yeah.
It is really, really good. And it's so competitive, and they're so, like, the physicality, that the moment where that Sunderland player got injured and she was screaming, and I thought, blimmin' heck, like, this is rare at the men's game, so this is something that was happening. But yeah, it was just
it was a tactical goalkeeper going down as well, wasn't it?
Well. Yeah, it was a repeat of what happened at Fulham yesterday.
Everyone does it.
But tactically it didn't make that much of a difference for Sunderland, so maybe they need to work on that a little bit more. But yeah, it was a really good game, and just to see that progression that they've made is really impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And I think the thing is, it's every season's been really good to watch. When I first started, Richard Spokes was chairman, did a really good job. But at that point, they were training maybe a couple of nights a week at Bromley from 8 till 10. And I remember us going down and filming on the pitch at Bromley where they were training. And then if we hadn't got the interviews by like 10 p.m., the lights went out. But it's completely changed. And then it's been great to see it over. The quality of football has improved so much over the years. So entertaining to watch. Technically, there's some, that Izzy Atkinson's a proper baller. So Annabelle Blanchard as well.
Incredible.
They're so good to watch. And I think they'll do all right in the WSL.
I really enjoyed watching Annamel Blanchard. She was a bit like watching Abruzzi Eze in that kind of that ability on the ball. And the thing is, I was never a very good footballer. So to see this game and the quality of football that we were seeing was excellent. A 0-0 draw was kind of, it was a disappointment not to see a goal, but they did their best, didn't they? And in the end, what we were all here for really is the lifting of that championship trophy.
It's nice to see a trophy lifted at Selhurst, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I think it's the first time we've had anything like that here since maybe the under-21s winning the playoffs a few years ago.
That
was brilliant to see. But it's definitely worth, even I'd say to everyone, get down to the games that aren't at Selhurst.
Yeah.
Because the ones at Sutton this season have been great. The fans, those fans that go every week and stand behind the goal giving the referee abuse every game, they're so good. They support them whatever happens.
I've got to give those guys credit, right? Because you had the Homestead Fanatics in front of us, but then that little group of fans in the back, and those guys, they know all the chants for the players.
Yeah, the players love it. There's always been that really good connection between the players and the fans. I don't know, there's something about the Palace women's team that... It's always been amazing for content for us because everyone's lovely. There's always this great team spirit that goes on and that connection with the fans. And that is, I mean, that's one of the big reasons why they always do so well.
I think the other thing about the women's game generally, having been to a European Championship match, having been to watch Crystal Palace play, it's a family event in a way that I think going to the men's game is a bit less so. The men's game is basically you grow up to become a men's football team supporter where you're old enough to then be taken to a game. But this, you can basically bring your kids and they're, you know, we were sat next to 2-year-olds basically, sat on a dad's shoulders.
There's no Julian Chenery swearing in your ear.
Or me.
No, it's great. It feels more like I went to an MLS game a few weeks ago in Nashville, and that had an amazing family feel to it.
Yeah.
And I went to England USA women's game at Wembley before, and that was brilliant as well. But yeah, just seeing kids from all ages there. And I went with an American guy, and he was I think USA scored a goal or something, and he was stood up going, "Let's go, let's go." But there was no, if he'd done that at a men's game, he might have been ejected. But everyone was just laughing, and there was a good back and forth. It was more like at the cricket.
Yeah.
A bit more bantery.
Yeah, and I'd say a friendly approach. It's not abusive. It's more kind of encouraging. And that in itself, for me, like, if whenever there are going to be Palace matches here, I'll definitely bring Cameron down and give my wife a rest from his his attention. And it's also... The reality is, right, going to Palace matches on a Saturday when it's the men's team playing, it's not as easy to get tickets. But for this is a great way to introduce your kids to football and to have a crowd and to have the atmosphere and to have these little things that build up into it. It just, it felt really good. It was a really good experience. Mm. So, definitely. But it was, I think, just in terms of them lifting that trophy, you could really see it meant a lot to them. And the difference that I think Laura Kaminsky's made... And Adam, in terms of the professionalism and you know, him talking about the 3-year plan and the fact that we've done it, it's very Palace, isn't it? And it's also, I'll say this, right, it's the Steve Parish knack of making a decision at the right time, and it's happened again. We've ended up bringing in a manager and assistant and his you know, the coaching team that's really accelerated that promotion to a point where they've actually done it today. I don't know. He's just got that Midas touch, hasn't he, Steve?
He has. And it's ever since it was brought into the fold. Because it's only been a couple of years since the women's team has actually, like, officially been part of the whole club, because it was its own separate thing before. Since that decision was made, you know, there's just joined up thinking. Like, Gracie's the head of women's football, talks to Dougie and Steve all the time. Right. So it's not holistic, that's... Does that mean
holistic? That is bringing everything under one roof.
Yeah, yeah. So that approach has really made a difference. Grace has been incredible. And she was had the same role at Bristol City last season, and they won the league last year. So she's got back to back promotions now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And it is one of those things where I think I heard that there's going to be an approach of actually having an academy system that's being built up, and all of this essentially Palace are going all in. Which I think the way that you would look at it is, if Palace can get in at the kind of ground floor level, which is kind of where we're at with the Super League, if you can get in at that level, that's you're kind of shaping the future of it. And I know that from everything you hear about Steve Parish talking when it comes to the men's game in terms of the kind of influence that, that he wants to have and that he has does have, especially as a public figure for the organisation, I think you can see why they're doing that and you can see where that value comes from, and, and the investment that they've made now has paid off, and yeah, the Women's Super League is going to be a real, it's a challenge, you know. I think Bristol, they've won one or two games this season, so the power is really concentrated at the top, and as Adam Jeffries
said,
also
only one goes down, so
well that's it, so if you can win four matches,
even the team above them only won three maybe, yeah, yeah. So there you go.
So if you can win those, that's the key. So
it's
going
to be all in is exactly the mentality, I think.
Really.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw when the women were celebrating, they were had a they were passing the phone around.
Right,
it was Steve and Oliver.
Oh, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
On a video call with them, I'm sure the footage will be put out at some point. But yeah, so they're fully involved.
That's amazing. Yeah, I got a sense because I think was it your phone?
No,
it was someone
it was,
that I saw them running around with it. Yeah, that's great. That is really good. I mean, it is just, again, get down here. I say this as someone who hasn't done enough of it. And my intention is, and for FYP, our intention is to give the attention to the women's game that it deserves. And I hold my hand up. I've been guilty of it. I've got family commitments that are challenging. And so do JD and so do Streety. And that's the reality of it. But we are going to try and make a bit more of an effort to try and really give the attention to the women's team that they deserve, and I think that's important.
But yeah, maybe you could find people that are going to every games and get them to do post-match podcasts.
That might be an interesting one to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to think about that. If you're interested, if you're an FYP listener and you'd be interested in doing that, get in touch.
Yeah.
You know, if we can't make it, then it would be good to have someone there who can, and that would be really helpful. But yeah, so anyway, we're going to probably, I think we're 15 minutes in. It's a bit of a short one, but it's just, yeah, it was just really, really good fun to be here and to kind of be part of the entertainment. And 6,500 fans here today. Let's try and make that a more regular thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's growing and growing every year, so it will definitely continue doing that. And they're definitely going to stay in the WSL.
That's it. Yes.
Palace stay up. That's what we do now.
That's it. That's what we do. Yeah. That's our DNA now, isn't it? Right. Well, anyway, thanks, Chris. Thank you for bringing Lee to us and Adam as well. And well done, Crystal Palace ladies. You've absolutely smashed it. Women. Crystal Palace women. See, this is what women and ladies
it's
are the same.
Dinosaur.
Is that a dinosaur?
Yeah. It is, Rob.
Oh, for goodness sake. All right, sorry, I'm going to have to edit that out.
Just
bye.
Say Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, that's it. It's the same, yeah. Congratulations, Crystal Palace. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.